"Bet you loved that, didn't you, Potter?" said a voice Harry had no trouble recognising. He straightened up and found himself face to face with Draco Malfoy, who was wearing his usual sneer.
"Famous Harry Potter," said Malfoy. "Can't even go into a bookshop without making the front page."
"Leave him alone. He didn't want all that," said Ginny.
It was the first time she'd spoken in front of Harry. She was glaring at Malfoy.
"Potter, you've got yourself a girlfriend," drawled Malfoy.
Ginny went scarlet as Ron and Hermione fought the way over, both clutching stacks of Lockhart's books. "Oh, it's you," said Ron, looking at Malfoy as if he were something unpleasant on the sole of his shoe. "Bet you're surprised to see Harry here, eh?"
"Not as surprised as I am to see you in a shop, Weasley," retorted Malfoy. "I suppose your parents will go hungry for a month to pay for that lot."
Ron went as red as Ginny. He dropped his books into the cauldron too and started towards Malfoy. But Harry and Hermione grabbed the back of his jacket.
"Ron," said Mr. Weasley, struggling over with Fred and George. "What are you doing? It's mad in here. Let's go outside."
"Well, well, well. Arthur Weasley." It was Mr. Malfoy. He stood with his hand on Draco's shoulder, sneering in just the same way.
"Lucius," said Mr. Weasley, nodding coldly.
"Busy time at the Ministry, I hear," said Mr. Malfoy. "All those raids. I hope they're paying you overtime."
He reached into Ginny's cauldron and extracted, from amidst the glossy Lockhart books, a very old, very battered copy of A Beginner's Guide to Transfiguration.
"Obviously not," he said. "Dear me, what's the use of being a disgrace to the name of wizard if they don't even pay you well for it?"
Mr. Weasley flushed darker than either Ron or Ginny.
"We have a very different idea of what disgraces the name of wizard, Malfoy," he said.
"Clearly," said Mr. Malfoy, his pale eyes straying to Mr. and Mrs. Granger, who were watching apprehensively.
"The company you keep, Weasley, and I thought your family could sink no lower."
There was a thud of metal as Ginny's cauldron went flying. Mr. Weasley had thrown himself at Mr. Malfoy, knocking him backwards into a bookshelf. Dozens of heavy spellbooks came thundering down on all their heads. There was a yell of, "Get him, Dad!" from George or Fred. Mrs. Weasley was shrieking, "No, Arthur, no!" The crowd stampeded backwards, knocking more shelves over.
"Oh, gentlemen, please, please," cried the assistant,
and then louder than all,
"Break it up there, gents, break it up!"